Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Probably not surprising to know that the South Carolina State Plan on Aging shows our senior population is among the fastest growing in the nation and is projected to jump another 36% by the year 2030. With this growth comes more demand on our healthcare system, which new trends in technology may be able to alleviate. Dr. Kevin Ray is a foot and ankle surgeon with Physicians Foot Care in Columbia, South Carolina. Today we have him on the phone. Dr. Ray, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Give our listeners an overview of your firm there.
Physicians Foot Care is the largest podiatry practice in the state of South Carolina. 12 locations, and we have over 20 providers that provide all levels of foot and ankle care to South Carolinians.
With the senior population growing in our state so rapidly, I guess that means your business has been growing as well.
Absolutely. A tremendous impact on my business, dealing with patients that range from 55 and older, which is kind of the majority of the patients that we see in our practices.
And so what happens to our feet as we age?
A lot of what goes on in the foot and ankle comes from overuse. As we age and as we work for 62 years and we're on our feet every single day, we start to actually change the biomechanics of what's going on. You know, it's kind of a wear and tear situation.
What is available on the marketplace these days to help senior citizens better take care of their feet so they don't have to have surgery?
Everything from, one, taking care of their toenails to making sure that they're wearing properly fitting shoes. About one-third of the individuals are wearing the wrong side shoes, and that can add to a lot of misalignment issues, and that can cause a lot of issues for our seniors. So we want to make sure that we get them to be wearing the right size shoes, and things just that simple.
And so how do they end up getting the wrong size shoes on their feet?
Because, for instance, you and I as men, we may go to the local store and get fitted for a shirt or fitted for a tie because we know that over time our body changes. Unfortunately, we don't think the same about our feet. So we think that, well, I've been wearing a size 12 shoe for the last 20 years. Well, over the last 20 years, every individual's feet has changed over the 20 years. So we don't constantly get our feet remeasured so we can actually get the appropriate size shoe. And that's one of the reasons. The other reason is because shoe manufacturers change, and they change the cut and the design of shoes, which can actually make a person that's wearing a size 10 or 12 right now have to wear a size 11 or 13, depending on the cut of the shoe.
It seems obvious that as you get older, walking on them for 60 years, your feet are going to start maybe flattening out, spreading. Maybe the arches aren't as good as they used to be when you were young. And so you might need to find some arch supports, right?
Absolutely. Arch supports are insoles, as you know, everyone kind of knows them more as. That actually helps to correct the shape and the morphology of your foot. And as you said, it changes. We got to make sure that we're constantly having professionals take a look at our feet to be able to notate the changes as we age so that we can make sure that we have the right accommodative devices, insoles, shoes, things of those sort that can help add comfort to the aging feet.
Now, have there been some technological changes in insoles and supports for shoes?
Absolutely. I remember when I first started out, we would take a person's foot and put it into a plaster cast and bring them out of that plaster cast and be able to create a mold of their foot. Now with technology, what happens is that something as easy as an iPad is used to make a three-dimensional scan of the person's foot. It's much more accurate, it saves time, and it gives a more specific cast or molding or morphology of the foot. And then that's been used to create those insoles. So that's been a huge advancement in the technology as it relates to insoles.
With the aging population increases and the demand for services in your industry, are you seeing more young people turn towards podiatry as a career?
Medicine as a whole is not seeing as many young people as it once was, but definitely it's a huge career choice that could be made. Physicians who treat elderly, obviously, are going to be overwhelmed. With this aging population that we discussed, there's going to be a tremendous opportunity for young people, young South Carolinians to go into medicine that helps treat the elderly, and podiatry being one of those, that's a huge opportunity.
Well, Kevin, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
Dr. Kevin Ray is a foot and ankle surgeon with Physicians Foot Care in Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.